614. This is 1320 WILS. So it's a long-awaited report released today by the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality dealing with that Line 5 oil pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac. And MDQ says that the Line 5 pipeline can operate indefinitely. Attorney General Bill Schuette disagrees. Let's talk to David Holtz, chair of the Sierra Club Michigan chapter. David, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Hey, good to be here.
Yeah, what did you, it's a 337-page report. Did you get to look at any of it?
Oh, yeah. I had a few minutes to look at it today. Haven't read the whole thing. But after reading the summary, I would say that Enbridge paid for the report, and I would say they got what they paid for.
Okay. Now, what is the MDQ essentially saying here, then?
Well, the state isn't really saying anything. They're not, you know, it's a report that was done by these consultants mm-hmm. for MDEQ. And what the consultants are basically saying is that that the pipeline that's 64 years old through the Straits of Mackinac is as good as new. It can go on forever. That if there was an oil spill, it would probably be, a fairly minor incident.
Okay.
And really downplay the risks.
And so did the report itself, is it going to somehow affect policy, you think? Or?
Well, what's going to happen with this report is on July 6th in Holt, at Holt High School, the people who wrote the report are going to answer questions from the public mm-hmm. and have to defend what they wrote.
Yeah, is the Sierra Club going to be there for that meeting?
Yeah, we're anticipating a lot of folks are going to be there asking questions of the company that wrote this report. And mm-hmm. you know, the company that wrote the report used to do business with Enbridge, and they said when they got the contract with the state, they were no longer on the Enbridge team. But it sure looks like they were in the cheerleading section.
That meeting, it's a public meeting, July 6th at Holt High School, 8 a.m. What time is that? At 5 p.m.,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
5 p.m. Yeah. That's next week. Yeah. David Holtz with us, chair of the Sierra Club Michigan chapter. So Attorney General Bill Schuette today, he came out and said he really disagrees with the report. He thinks that we should construct a tunnel under the straits that could serve similar function as the pipeline does now. What do you think of that plan?
Well, what we know is that all pipelines leak and that the Great Lakes are no place for an oil pipeline. And there have been pipelines and tunnels as recently as a little over a year ago, the Yellowstone River, that have leaked, you know, ruptured. So a pipeline in the Straits just isn't a good option for the Great Lakes.
Okay. So, and what do you think of his general opposition and the way he's vocalized it today?
Well, I think 2 years ago, July, he said the pipeline's day, Line 5's days were numbered. Today, he said that we needed a plan. I just am counting over 700 days since he said the days were numbered, and I'm wondering how many more days there are in Schuette's mind for Line 5. We'd like some action. That's what we'd like to see.
What would it take to actually shut the line down?
Well, there's a contract between Enbridge and the state. It's enforced by the Attorney General. Enbridge has violated it on numerous occasions. Most recently, we discovered by not having numerous anchor supports that we're supposed to have. Mm-hmm. The Attorney General just simply has to notify Enbridge that they have violated the contract on numerous occasions, and their easement agreement is severed.
So he alone has the power to shut this down?
Well, he has the power to end the contract, and then what Enbridge would do, would be to say, you're wrong, and then they'd end up in court.
Okay. So this is it would take, what, several years to finalize this either way?
I think we're looking at least several months, if not years, because, if in 2012, when this thing first came to light, mm-hmm. if the governor and attorney general started instead of a study looking at alternatives, spent that time and that money on a study looking at decommissioning Line 5, today what we'd be doing would be implementing a decommissioning of Line 5.
So what's holding them back?
Well, I think it's hard to say exactly what the problem is, but I would say it boils down to they just don't have the political will yet to do the right thing.
The political will. I'm trying to think. I mean, is there some kind of a lobby effort that's keeping them from doing this? Or?
Well, there's two big lobby efforts going on. One is by the oil industry in Enbridge, and they've retained top lobby firms in Lansing. And so you've got a lot of money and pressure going on that end. Mm-hmm. And then the operating engineers and the laborers unions, they're opposed to decommissioning Line 5. So that keeps the pressure on.
Why would they be opposed to it?
Well, they maintain pipelines, so they would see this as the jobs that they care about would potentially be at risk. And what the state has got to do is, there was if you talk to anybody up in northern Michigan, if that pipeline ruptures, we're talking, basically the end of northern Michigan's tourist economy for quite a while. Lots of jobs there.
David Holtz, chair of the Sierra Club Michigan chapter, right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, David.
Thank you.